Here's a sneak peek of our episode.
Yeah, we don't have to micromanage each other.
Well, we didn't have that many arguments though, but
you ask me certain things, I feel like it comes from a place of fear. She's so particular on like how she wants Instagram to look. Hey, I just spent all this time and now you want to change it? Oh my God, am I getting emotional right now?
Oh my God. Oh, the first tears in the podcast, guys.
Wow.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love.
Welcome back. I am April Betts.
I'm Anna Shirina.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about what it is like to start a business with a friend and everything that happens in between, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Mm. We're going to get into it.
So get ready for some juice.
Yeah. But before we get started, we want to remind you that we do have a weekly mail where we actually give you a story, something very personal to from us
every week
to your mailbox, to your email. It's absolutely free to sign up. You can sign up on our website and you get to know us a little bit more. It's actually quite interesting because Anna suggested this, and I'm not really that much of a writer, I would say, but I just never really thought it was something that I would do. But it's actually been quite fun, just like, it's kind of like journaling.
It is, because it's very personal,
and yeah,
it's just something that we write from our hearts.
Yeah.
And every week is like a different thing. It could be something that's that happened to us, or just some insights, some thoughts, and some magic about Lisbon that we want to share with you.
So. Yeah, so it's very personal. So if you want to sign up to receive that every week, you can go to our website to see that. And then also, too, don't forget to sign up for Patreon if you want to support us. And also, don't forget to subscribe, rate us, leave a review,
yes,
all the good things.
Please.
Please, please, and thank you.
We would love to hear your thoughts.
Yes, and please leave a comment. Like, yes, comments help us so much. And it also just knows that you're listening and there's someone on the other end of this.
I know. For more interaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love to talk with you guys.
Yeah, so. And we're actually going to be creating some little mini episodes just for our Patreon members.
Yes.
So
we already started
so I know, and we're gonna have so much more fun because we're gonna make it like super unique and different and little short mini episodes. So sign up for Patreon if you want to see them.
All the links are in the description,
so yes,
find everything there, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
All right,
shall we get into it?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
I'm excited.
Okay, so first question. Did you have any experience running a business or working together with someone?
Well, I don't know if like working together on school projects count.
School projects.
But that was like kind of the last time that I worked together. Well, of course I had like a job with colleagues and stuff like after school. But then I feel like with your colleagues, it's like everybody has kind of their own thing to do. Everybody has like a different function there, so it's like, I mean, you're working together kind of because you work for the same business, but then I feel like it's still, yeah, you have your own thing, if that makes sense. And when it comes to starting a business, I started my business because I wanted to work alone. So I never like before I met you and before we started this podcast together, I never worked together with someone like business related, so it's a first for
me.
Yeah. How about you?
I mean, it's a first for me too. Nice. I started all of my businesses on my own, and I've always been used to just working alone. But there was a time where I had a thought of like, it would be really nice to have a partner when you're having a business, because then you can like bounce ideas off of one another, and it's like you don't have to take on the heavy load all on your own. Because it can be very stressful having a business on your own and you having to do everything. And it's like, there's no one to count on or fall on, or it's like, you just gotta be, you have to like be there and ready 24/7. So, this is actually my first time doing a business with someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's so crazy how like easy it happened and so quick and so fast. And it was just like, okay, let's do it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but we can get into that more, but it was just so interesting how it all worked out. I don't know.
Yeah, I think also we didn't really give much thought about like the
business aspects
or whatever. It was not it was just an idea that started kind of like as a joke, and we wanted to have fun, so we didn't really approach it as a business at first. So I think that really helped.
Yeah.
Because then it makes it like immediately so big, and there's like expectations and things you need to
that's a really good point, because it was like we started this podcast as a joke. When she mentioned the joke, I was like, oh, that's it. And I was like, go, because that's my Aries Sagittarius side. I was just like, boom, like, because when I get that passion thing going, I'm like, all right, let's go. So the following day I was like sending our group chat with like all the stuff.
Yeah, she was like the first the next morning, because it was like we wanted to share this story anyway, because I think we never really spoke about this in an episode, that we went for dinner with another friend, and then we just talked so much, and we said like, oh, we always have like such good conversations together. That was how it started. And then I just said as a joke like, oh, we should start a podcast, but then never really realized that we were actually going to do it.
Especially don't tell me something that I think is like amazing and I get a spark. I'm like, let's do it.
I know, because the next morning I woke up like hangover in my bed, and she was like, how to start a podcast, la 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 la, all these YouTube tutorials. And I was like, oh my god, like I needed some time to
I was making a logo, I was like doing everything.
Yeah,
I crack myself up.
Yeah. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And then our other friend, she was also like, well, in the end she didn't participate, but she was also like backed out in the end, like with all the information. She was like, okay.
Yeah, so originally we wanted it to be three of us, but our other friend, she didn't want to do it, she didn't want to be on camera and things like that, so we understood, but we still wanted to go through with it, and we went full steam ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's also, I mean, this is kind of into our second question with the story,
like
the time of it,
whole
like
process and
the whole process.
We can take the listeners through.
Yeah,
like,
so
the idea to where we are now.
Yeah, so it started with the idea during the Santos Populares.
Yes, it was in June.
Festival in June. We were at a dinner. The idea. We're like, boom, yes. I go home. I'm like nonstop. Researching. I didn't sleep. I'm like, so, and then we just started kind of just like going through like, okay, well, where do we need to start? Like, what do we need to do? And it just became like research. And then
We scripted the first 10 episodes, I think, after my trip, because I think
we actually did it before your trip.
Do it before my trip.
Yeah, because she had a trip in July, right?
It was the end of June.
Oh, the end of June.
Yeah,
okay.
In July we started like.
Yeah, so I knew she was gonna go home for a couple of weeks, so we actually met right before to get like an idea of what we wanted the episodes to be about.
Mm-hmm.
So we met and did that, and then you went away, and then I just kept like researching and studying.
Yeah, you ordered the microphones.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Let's get into that. Oh my gosh. Okay. So of course we don't know what we're doing. So I'm like Googling, trying to see like what's a good microphone, and I do everything here on Amazon because I hate shopping. I think it's just like the actual like going to the store, and I think now that I think about it, I think it's more about me being like so easily feeling other people's energy, and I think it's more of an energy thing, and yeah. I think it's like, I don't know.
I can imagine.
I digress. Anyway, so I was just looking on Amazon to see like which microphones had like the best quality rating and things like that, and I was looking at reviews and videos, and I saw one. I was like, oh. This one comes with like a whole package.
Yeah.
And I was like, we could try it out and see. So I order it, and then she comes back from her trip, and then
we meet up
to film
the first episode
and it was a disaster.
I think we spent like 2 or 3 hours getting it right because we had this little mix panel, and we were like, felt like a DJ, you know?
Oh my gosh. I felt so exhausted that day. Like, I was so defeated. And it was like, because I had tested the mics right before, and it sounded okay to me. And I even sent you some test audio, and it seemed fine. But then, like, when you came and we were, like, about ready to start, it sounded horrible.
It was like if you were under the water. That's
yeah.
Like, it was not good at all. I said, even the microphone from my MacBook is better than this.
Yeah.
So that's how bad it was.
Okay. So the microphones were not good. So our first day of trying to film was sad. Because we spent hours, and like the light was going away, and because we like to film during the day to have natural lighting.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we wasted a lot of time, and also we were still like in the process of like working on the website and like setting up Patreon, just setting up basically everything. So
everything.
Also the workload was quite big at that time. So then
yeah.
We didn't even have time to film.
No, because we had like a list, and we kept adding to the list. And we were just like, because we were just figuring everything out as we were going, because we didn't know what we were doing, which is kind of funny from my perspective, because that's how I started my other business. I had no idea what I was doing. And I was just like just figuring it out as I went along. But I feel like when you do that, that's like the... get the good stuff. Okay. But so, okay. So then those mics didn't work. So then you told me about your friend, or not your friend. I don't know if it's your friend. Is it your friend? Okay. It's her friend who also has a podcast, and she had these really good microphones. So I researched it. They were on Amazon.
Yay. I know.
So I was like, okay, let's order them.
Yeah.
And see how it works. And then we met up again to film, and it was amazing.
It was so easy, like the whole,
so easy,
the whole technical side. It's just,
yeah, I completely forgot about the technical
and whatever. It was like, wow, like,
yeah, because I forgot about the technical side of the other ones. It was like you had to do all these other things and connect it
like
to this, and
manual.
Yeah, it was like, oh Jesus. Yeah,
I know.
But yeah, it worked out once we got the new microphones. And it's like once we got the new microphones, it gave us like a boost of like energy, because it was like we knew like, okay, we got something good. Now we can go and start recording.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing. The first real episode that we could do.
Oh, okay. So the first episode that we actually recorded.
Oh, wait, there's more content.
Yes.
Now I remember. Like,
yes.
It didn't go smooth. Also with filming.
No. So, okay, researching everything. There's so many different ways to record.
Yeah.
And there's so many different platforms. And we didn't know if we should choose one of these platforms. So we were like, okay, why don't we just try and figure out how to do it first on our own before we start spending all this money on different platforms and not knowing what's happening. So...
yeah, it's like basically that platform is making sure that it sends like your episode through all the different podcast platforms. That's
yeah.
What we're talking about, right? So it goes
also, too, it allows you to edit. and everything too.
There's also platforms where you can edit, publish,
yeah.
do everything.
There were so many yeah. things. Okay. So there was a website that I saw on YouTube someone talked about that you can record through your computer because...
What was the name?
It was OBS.
OBS.
Yes. Yeah. But when we connected it, it didn't record it properly. It recorded in, it was like a lag.
It was kind of a slow-mo thing, right?
Yeah, it was slow. Because I recorded it on the computer, correct?
Yes.
Because we were trying to connect the microphones and everything was connected so that we didn't have to add the audio to the video and try and line it up. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very difficult.
That's what we had to do for the second episode.
Oh my God, yes.
We'll get to that. So we recorded it and we sat through, did our whole first episode. Thank God that did we do a backup? That was just for the bonus.
We didn't have a backup.
We just did it with the computer. We didn't have a backup. Mm-mm. So then once we got finished and we were like so happy that we did this episode and we're like, oh my God, this was so good and blah, blah, blah. And then we go to look at the video and we're like,
I know, it was all in slow-mo and it was so bad. And we were like,
It was just gone.
No, we couldn't use it at all.
We couldn't use it at all. So that's why you'll see, if you watch our first episode on YouTube, you'll see that there's no video.
We made the
pretty
still.
Yeah.
Kind of like cover it up.
But it was like very creative how you created the still. But yeah. So then finally, but we did get a video for our bonus episode for that.
Yeah.
Because we watched it after and we saw that we had no video. So we were like, okay.
Yeah.
We put up our camera, our phone camera to do it. But then for the second episode, it's like I had changed some of the settings so that it would work. Mm-hmm. And I tried it out prior to us filming and it worked fine. Mm-hmm. But then when we started filming and I looked back on it, it wasn't as bad as the first one, but it was still bad.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily for the second episode, we'd set up another camera as a backup because of what happened.
Because we learned from the mistake.
Yeah, but then it was like at an angle.
Yeah, and quality was like a lot less because it was your old phone.
Yeah.
So episode two was also not it.
Yeah, for the video part. And then I had to adjust the...
To synchronize the audio.
And it was like so... It took me literally probably 10 hours to constantly... watch the video over and over and over again to make sure that it was aligned. So the first couple of episodes, it was
we were like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it was a lot. We were so stressed out in the beginning. But luckily what we did was we recorded 4 episodes before we actually started to air.
Yeah, so we had kind of like, we were not so time pressured.
Yeah.
So that really helped.
That helped a lot.
I don't know what happened in the meantime because now we're filming for the next week. So I think we lost.
We lost the extra time because now,
It's like, okay, we have to film.
We're behind.
I know. But that's also because now it's winter time and the weather is like.
But then also, too, we started doing guest episodes. So then it's been hard to coordinate with people to get them to record. So. That's another reason why we kind of decided to still do guest episodes, but only once a month. Yeah. Because at one point we were thinking of doing like guest episode every other episode.
That was what we did like in the last months of last year.
And that's how we lost our time.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also you went on a trip. I went on a trip.
Yeah.
And I think now also because the weather is... very shitty. It's like a lot of rain, so we can't really film like that much anymore. So we're kind of depending on the light. So it has to be like a sunny or at least like not too cloudy day.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a bit.
Yeah.
But we will get there.
Yeah.
We will get ahead again.
But we ended up getting everything aligned and in order, and now we're like on a groove. Yeah.
It's going really well.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
we kind of got comfortable now because we're like, okay, this boom.
Yeah, it goes a lot faster also.
But that's when you start anything. Mm-hmm. You have to work out the kinks and the...
It is.
And everything it before.
Is. Because I remember after the first couple episodes that we did, I was exhausted. Just by like mm-hmm. talking and being like, you know,
mm-hmm.
giving your energy and stuff.
Yeah.
And it feels a lot more natural. So
yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember in the beginning we were like, after an episode, and then we also needed to do a bonus episode.
Yes.
And we talked for like hours straight and we were like, oh my God.
We were so exhausted.
I know.
And we did all of this in the heat of summer in Portugal.
Yeah,
it was hot.
It was smoking hot.
Yes.
Yeah, and in the beginning we did like a bonus episode. So if you're on if you're a Patreon member, you've probably seen all our bonuses because they're still up there.
Yeah.
Like 10 bonus episodes mm-hmm. of the first 10.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, now.
Yeah.
We kind of started with a different concept.
Yes. But we're still doing bonus episodes, yeah. But they're a little different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we gotta be a bit more creative also.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that much time, and it's also like it has a different topic. I'm really curious what you're gonna answer on this one.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to our workflow, communication style, and how we approach business, have you noticed any similarities and differences? Ooh.
Okay.
This one is deep.
I would say similarities is we both are go-getters,
mm-hmm.
and when we have a vision, we go after that vision, which I think is really good. And I think that's how we have like taken this podcast to where it's gone so far, even though it hasn't been that long, but I feel like we've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing.
But I think that we are both really good when it comes to business. I think also us both having our own business,
mm-hmm.
we know what it takes to build a business and to help it and get it to succeed.
Yeah. And we are both very patient, I would say.
Yeah.
When it comes to like the growth and.
Yeah. And I like how we communicate in regards to like you say how you're feeling. I like how we listen to each other
mm-hmm.
and we both feel, I feel like we both are being heard.
Mm-hmm.
In our relationship in regards to the business, which yeah. I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's like a really good balance.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you have like the really good marketing and creative like side to it that makes it look all pretty.
Mm, the aesthetics.
Yes, and I'm more of just like, okay, let's get it done. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yeah.
Which I think is actually really good, a mm-hmm. good mix. Because then I think if I was doing it by myself, it probably wouldn't look as pretty.
Because
I feel like in a sense, I feel like I'm more of like of a manly, like, just like, whatever. Like, it looks good. Yeah. but you like make it look pretty.
Yeah. As a Taurus and a Libra and a Pisces.
Yeah.
Like, my nature, you know.
My Aries side makes just like.
You're more from the speed than I am.
It's like, let's get it done.
When it comes yeah. to that, I'm slower. Yeah.
Yeah, like what is your impression?
Yeah, like you said, I also feel like we're both like on the same level when it comes to like how ambitious we are with
yeah.
like this whole podcast and mm-hmm. the whole business. So I think that works really well because also what I really like is that I never have to ask you like, oh, are you gonna make this or whatever? Mm. It's not like, I mean, I'm just 100% like sure that you mm. will deliver everything on time.
Mm-hmm.
And the opposite way, I think it's the same because
yeah.
also you never ask me like, oh, did you already finish?
Yeah, this? We don't have to micromanage each other.
Exactly.
It's like we both have tasks and we both know when to get it done. And we all both know that it's going to get done.
Yeah, so that works really well.
Yeah.
So I'm not stressing out on that.
Yeah.
And also it doesn't really work with a Taurus to kind of time pressure them. So if you're going to ask me, if you already finished, I'm going to work even slower just because I'm like annoyed with you. So, so it really good that we don't do that with each other.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Uh-huh. And some differences. I think what I've noticed, maybe when we started to do the guest episodes, is that I'm mostly the person from like the planning
of the guest episode.
Yeah, in the sense that I'm like communicating with most of the guests. Yeah. And like, should we film on this day and should we do this? And
yeah,
I don't know.
I kind of have let you decide on when you wanted to film because I feel like my schedule is more open and free and like I can film any day.
Yeah.
But I feel like you have other obligations and things. So I kind of let you decide so it's more comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also felt...
Yeah, but I can go in and be like, hey, let's do it every day this day and whatever. But I was kind of like giving you the space.
Yeah, I understand that. That's also how I felt because always when I ask you, should we film on that day? She's always like, yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, that works really well. So I don't really mind doing the planning and stuff. But sometimes I notice that my head is kind of full because then I feel like it's all in here and I feel like sometimes I need to... share it more with you or ask you maybe like, oh, can you take care of this
when
it comes to like communicating with guests or anything?
Yeah.
Because I think it just kind of like started like naturally that I did that. I don't know why, but it just happened that way and it's still that way, you know?
But what I love is like, I feel like you can easily just say, hey, can you do this? And I'm like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we have a really good like open communication kind of thing. And it's like, if you say something or if I say something, we like take it and it's like, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also really something that I needed to learn and that I learned from working together with you is that I can just ask you to do something if I don't have time or whatever. But it's really hard for me. That's not in my nature to ask people like, can you do this?
Because I'm the same way.
Right. So that makes it sometimes a bit hard.
So maybe I should force you sometimes and be like, hey, is there anything that you want me to do? Would that like help you, support you better? Is there anything that like you don't have time to do that you need me?
Always ask.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I will give you any tests.
But also too, you like things done a certain way when it comes to the aesthetics and everything. So I kind of just like let her do that because if I do it, she's going to be like, no, I'm like, okay, then you just do it there.
Yeah, I remember in the beginning that, well, we didn't have that many arguments though, but I remember in the beginning that that we had like certain things and then I wanted to change it. And then
I was starting to get annoyed. Because I like put all this energy into doing something and like we had agreed on something and then she was like, no, and I'm like... Are you kidding me? I just spent all this time and now you want to change it?
I know.
But then I guess what's good that that happened because is now we've kind of created a system to where the things that you are going to be super particular about, like that's your task. Mm-hmm. And then I'm the task of like, you know, so it's a good balance.
Yeah. Do you also want to dive deeper into the tasks? How we're like, well, not.
Oh my gosh, there's so many tasks,
but just to give like an idea of the routine, because I feel like now we have really a steady routine.
Okay, so, do you want to start? Like, I mean, okay, so basically, I edit all of the main episodes, and you create like the thumbnails, the pretty stuff. She does all of Instagram and she creates a lot of social media.
Oh,
she creates the social media and she does Instagram and Facebook and then I do YouTube and TikTok. But she does really well with like marketing and like just making it pretty and like all the text. So it's so good. So then she creates that and then she shares it with me and then I share it on the other platforms. And then what's kind of good that made it be a good balance is because that I like with TikTok, I have a free, like I can.
That's your playground.
That's kind of my playground to just like throw whatever.
I don't give a shit about TikTok. I don't have TikTok. So I'm like,
so she doesn't really care about that. So I can just like throw stuff up there and like however I feel. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be pretty. It's just like, here you go. Which is kind of cool because then I don't have to like, hey, are you cool with this? Are you cool with this? I don't have to do that. I can just be like, just do it. But like for Instagram, like that's her thing.
Yeah, the only thing we have like is our kind of like our branding kit. So it's like mm-hmm. we have some specific colors. We have some fonts. And the rest, I was like, you can just create whatever.
Yeah.
As long as kind of has like the same vibe, it has our logo on it.
Yeah. But I understand where she's coming from because she has a degree in like marketing and things like that. So she knows how it should look and things like that. I don't. I just go by how I feel. So I'm just like, oh, I like this. Boom.
And that's
boom.
Why we are the opposite because I have like this kind of like structure because I did graphic design. So it's like, and I started a web design business. So it's like I have like the strategy and I have the design. So it's like all connected with each other. Mm-hmm. So it has, kind of another approach.
Yeah. But it works. It works. And it really does.
Yeah. And I think in the beginning we had, of course, we needed some time also to get adjusted to like our, the way of approach and
communication and
exactly.
Learning. We actually we learned a lot about each other with this podcast because we were friends before, but we didn't spend as much time prior to as we do now. Mm-hmm. And it's like even just when we're filming the podcast, we learn so much about one another and it kind of like, oh, so that's why. Okay. Now I understand. Okay. Okay. Got it. You know, it all makes sense now.
It is. Yeah. I mean, starting a business is a great way to get to know each other even better.
Absolutely.
It could also be a tricky thing because
what
if the collaboration is not what you expect?
I know.
It doesn't go so smooth.
Because then it could ruin a friendship if it doesn't go well.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But luckily that didn't happen with us. I feel like we are very like in tune and aligned. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think the universe was on our side.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It brought us together and it brought the podcast to life.
It did. Okay, let's get to the next one. Okay, what has been going smoothly with us collaborating together and where has there room for improvement? I feel like we kind of like touched on that.
I feel like every time when there's a question, I feel like
we've
already like answered a follow-up question.
Yeah.
Because it's like a specific order, so it's like
I know.
Also easy to get.
That's why sometimes like okay, here's something right now because like she wants to have it like very like structured and like sometimes I'm like, let's just like go with the flow, let's just like turn the camera on and let's just talk and see what happens.
Yeah, because we always does, but this is also more like whenever you kind of lose track, you're like, where are we? And also because the questions that we have, it's mostly around an hour, so it's also like
mm-hmm. Oh, that's something. In the very beginning we only wanted to do like 45 minute episodes. I don't think we've ever done a 45 minute episode.
Maybe the first, I don't even remember
the first one. I think was an hour or two. I don't know. But yeah, we tried to like start small but we end up talking a lot.
I know.
And it's so funny, like I feel like my whole life I've done things that I always said that like I didn't like doing and like ended up having a career in that.
Mm.
And the career has like done well because I'm not a talker, to be honest. I'm a very much of a listener, but I'm talking.
Yeah.
Talking a lot. And that's like so not me. And I feel like I'm like aligned now, like in the energy that maybe I was supposed to be in that I wasn't before, and I'm kind of like getting there, maybe in a sense that my voice was maybe silenced maybe with the people around me, and I'm just used to always just sitting back and watching.
Mm-hmm.
And like now it's like I have a voice.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe Portugal and coming to Lisbon, it kind of like created a space for me to have a oh my God, am I getting emotional right now?
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. It's just like, I guess I just kind of had it.
Oh my God. But I totally get what you're saying. Because it's like we have our own story to tell, like literally.
Yeah. it's like, I guess I'm becoming aware of it right in this moment. Oh, shit.
Oh, the first tears in the podcast, guys.
This wow. Is wow. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, okay, where were we?
Now it's good that we have structure, so that's fun. Give April her little moment. But yeah, are happy tears,
they
right?
Are. It's like... I just made like a realization of coming here and like finding my voice and not knowing that I even needed to find it.
Yeah, that's even the craziest part. Yeah. Right? It's just, it all happened.
Yeah.
It just happened to us. Yeah. For us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Already. That was unexpected. Yes. Especially with this episode. We were like, oh.
I know.
And now it's getting so deep.
It's like all of our episodes, we're like, eh. And then we do the episode and we're like, shit, that was good.
I know. Yeah, it's so funny, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're gonna just let that one slide because we already talked yes. about like how working together is going. Ooh, did starting the podcast influenced or changed our friendship? If so, in what way? Well, we also dove a little bit in that.
I would say it made us closer for sure, because like I think you're the only person that I actually talk to every single day.
I feel honored. But yeah, it's the same for me. Like
yeah. Like yeah. It has made our friendship deeper, and we are learning more about one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, the sky's the limit, guys. Like I can only imagine like what this is gonna look like years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mark our words?
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
I also feel like it brought us only closer,
mm-hmm.
Because like you said, before we started the podcast, we didn't know each other that long, and also we have other friends, so it's not like in the beginning that we would see each other like so often. But then when we started recording, also we got to know so much about each other that we didn't even know before, so that's also funny that kind of our listeners got to know us through the podcast, but also we got to know each other.
Yeah.
So
I know.
When I think about it, it's crazy. It is. Because we were the type of persons that didn't want to work with someone else. And then we did work with someone else that we only knew for like not even a year, you know?
No, yeah.
That's something that a Taurus would never do. Honestly.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I know. So I think in that sense, it's kind of meant to be for us to be on this journey together. And yeah, I don't think it influenced it in a bad way, as you would maybe.
No, I feel like we've grown so much in our relationship, just in people in general, through doing this podcast. I mean, I just had a major moment right now that I didn't realize was there. So, geez, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so don't be in a good way. Yeah.
Right. Okay, yes. All right.
Okay,
let's give each other... one compliment and one tip in regards to our work collaboration.
Okay. I feel like if I'm gonna give you a compliment, you're gonna cry again. So.
A Capricorn moon. I don't cry. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it's good because I'm moving towards my Cancer, the opposite Cancer. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So we have like one compliment and one tip. So the compliment is, well, I feel like I say this all the time, but I feel like you're so creative with editing and like especially like the intro she made, like the whole thing herself, and how she put like the audio together with like the video of the intro.
Yeah.
Just so I don't know. It just magnetic for some reason, because I remember in the beginning we didn't have an intro like that. We had something else, and then she was like, "Oh yeah." She didn't really even discuss this with me. She was like, "Yeah, just change the intro a little bit." And I was like, "Well, this is not a little bit. This is like a whole video on its own, you know?"
And it's what's so funny in that regard is like, I didn't want to tell her because I didn't want her to go and like nitpick and like be like change things and be like, I'm like, "Oh, I didn't like that. Oh, like I was like, I'm just not going to say anything. We'll just put it out and see what happens."
Yeah. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And that's also gonna be my tip, is to sometimes communicate a bit more with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm mostly the one that's like, "Oh, I sent you a test mail from the story, or I sent you this, and can you give me some feedback, or what do you think?" And sometimes you're like, you put something out there, and I don't even know that it's there, you know?
See, I'm the type of person, it's like, okay, I have a list of things I have to do. I'm going to do them. So I just do them. And like, I don't need to be like,
approval.
I don't need approval or like validation or anything like that. It's just like, I did it. I'm going to do it. I feel like anything that I do, like I'm happy with what I do. So I'm like,
Yeah, I got that part. Yeah. Because it's...
I know. It's us working together. Yes.
It's like not me giving you approval. It's me giving you feedback to make our podcast journey better.
Yeah.
So it's not...
So I would agree that I do need to communicate more.
We have so much more content now. It's not only the main episode.
Yeah.
Because the main episode I do review before you start to edit.
Yeah.
So I take out like the preview quotes and the clips and I distract it from there. But we have so much more going on. Also the story, and it's just...
You just want me to give you like an update of like everything that I'm doing. Okay. Okay, because I just do it and don't say anything.
But it's also good because I'm also that person, you know? It's like, I have this and I'm going to do the job. But now because we're together, I feel like sometimes I just feel the need to let you know like what's up. Because I feel like we both have like a lot of in our heads that we don't share.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we do things, but then the other person maybe doesn't notice what we did.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Because also we're used to working on our own.
That's
something you will never probably get out of us. It's like super visible, I would say, like in the way.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense. Things. Yeah, so we have our own things that get them done. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I'm not used to communicating in that regards. Because I'm like, I get it done. I got it done.
Exactly.
But she just doesn't know when I get it done.
I know. I just watched.
You figure it out just like everybody else. No.
I know. I need to sign up for Patreon.
Sign up and you'll see. You have the password now.
I know. Literally today I went on Patreon.
But I told you I was making it today. I sent you a message and told you that I was doing the editing for the...
Yeah, but I didn't know like when it was going live. I was just like... checking today to see what was on Patreon, and I found like a lot of content. I was like, okay, then I didn't know this, but great. So funny.
I guess I feel like I was doing the Patreon, I guess like TikTok in the sense, because I don't know. But yeah,
but also I feel like with most things we're on the same page, like I said also in this morning, because I saw the Patreon content and I was like, oh, the voiceover works so well, and I didn't share it with you before, but I wanted to ask you, like, oh, are we going to do, like, a voiceover? Because that makes it, like, so well together, like,
the
video and stuff. And I forgot to share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the vlog that she posted on Patreon of the event that we went to, and she did a voiceover. And I was like, great, because we didn't even talk about this.
We're so aligned that it's just, like... We communicate telepathically. That's why I never say anything.
I know. It's like I thought like a mental note for myself, and
she sent it to me. Yeah, she did. And I already knew, so that's why I don't communicate. I'm like, I'll just send it to her that way.
Sometimes the memo doesn't get.
Yeah, but now that I know, I will be more aware of it.
Same goes for me, because I felt also like in the last months, because maybe you were not that communicative with me, I also was like, oh, well, she's fine with anything. So I'm also not going to share. But I think it's just good to give a heads up.
Yeah. And then, like, I trust you in what you're doing. Yeah. And I see your work. And mm-hmm. I trust you. I'm like, she's going to do fine. So I don't even, like...
It's the same with the episodes. Yeah. Because I never, when you finish, I never review them. The episodes. It's just like, you upload it. I know it's good. I know your style. It's like... You know?
Yeah.
After a while you get that kind of feeling. So yeah. I never watch them back. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have time for that. Like it's actually a bit sad.
But yeah.
Because yeah, you put so much effort.
I do. Yeah. A lot of effort. Yeah. But yeah. I think in regards to I would say the compliment for you is like your marketing, your beauty aspect of making everything look beautiful, I think is like really good. And then I would say the only other thing that a tip, it's gonna be spiritual. So I feel like sometimes when you give me certain, you ask me certain things, I feel like it comes from a place of fear.
Yeah, I remember we spoke about this earlier.
And so sometimes I don't respond. I can tell that it's coming from a place of fear. And then from my perspective, it's coming from a place of like love and abundance.
Can you give an example for me? Like,
okay. Today, actually, when you mentioned about the preview being too long,
mm-hmm.
I felt like your wanting it to be shorter came from a place of fear in the sense of the people who aren't going to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, but that's marketing. I feel like there's always something to improve, you know? And I see it through the lens of our listeners.
Yeah.
This is how my marketing...
But then from my mindset, I look at it as like, whatever we put out, people are going to love it.
Mm.
No matter how long, how short, it's going to be... People are going to love it. Mm. But that's my mindset coming from like, the spiritual aspect, and then you're coming from the more reality, realistic, like, so there you go. That's like our
I think that is the biggest difference, is more on the spiritual level.
Yeah.
Because it's not so visible, maybe.
Yeah.
Also for other people, you won't probably notice.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice it just in kind of a feeling or something, right? Mm-hmm. Because this has been the difference that we had like from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Already there.
Yeah.
And I also get where you're coming from, but then on the other hand, I feel like there's always room for improvement and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how you start from zero and you go to the top. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you can always like change your mind. You can always change things.
Of course.
Like, we just started. We still just started.
Yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah. But it's just so interesting how, like, our two different personalities have come together to create this. And it's, like, I feel like it's been, like, such a good work experience, like, collaborative experience, mm-hmm. communication experience. Like, we're learning so much in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's only, you know, helping us grow, and I hope that these episodes are helping other people out there, like, see something and find something, and maybe there's a little snippet or something that's like, you know, something to make you think.
Yes.
Last one.
Yes.
Is it you or me? Go ahead.
I think it's me.
Okay.
What advice would you give to anyone who's thinking of starting a business with a friend? Is it like a go or a no-go?
Well, I'm like super optimistic, so I'm always like, go.
Yes.
I feel like every thing in life is going to teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, go have the experience. Life is about experiences.
Yeah.
If it turns out good, amazing. If it turns out bad, then amazing, because you learned something in that process. You had an experience. You experienced something that maybe someone else would never experience. So do it. You know, I mean, if you are going to go into business with a friend, just like I would say prior to, have everything laid out of like what each person is expecting or what each person wants to bring to the table. have it laid out, and then if it's already laid up and you agree on what's going to happen, I think you can only, you know, have success mm-hmm. in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's like, if you never try, you never know. But on the other hand, like, my realistic side, I want to give, like, a kind of a grounded advice, to say.
But this is, like, actually perfect, because you can see, like,
exactly.
You can get the grounded, you like, reality version. You can get the optimistic.
The DeLulu version.
The DeLulu version. Hey, if DeLulu brings whatever I need and always brings what I need, then I'm okay with it.
It's true. We need a little bit of both, especially
yes, absolutely.
When working together in a business. So
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So if you are like a grounded Taurus, find yourself like a DeLulu spiritual partner.
Yes.
And if you can't find them, just start your own business.
Oh my gosh.
No, I think when you start a business with a friend, I think beforehand, you already sense if it's gonna work or not, because you have all these like subtle signs. Also in like daily life, you can already see if a person is like responsible, reliable. It's like, if you know a person, you don't even have to know that person mm-hmm. very long to already know that, because also we
yeah.
didn't know each other that long, but it's just, you can already sense. I can sense that within a person, like within a couple minutes, it's just there. So it's like, if you already feel like that person is not like on your same level when it comes to like loyalty, responsibility, reliability,
mm-hmm.
then it's gonna cause you problems.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
it's just not for everybody, like working together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think
that's yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
prior to
yeah.
So I think that's actually really good. So you mix that with the, you know, just do it attitude,
mm-hmm.
and see what happens.
Yes, now we're here.
I know. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Yay.
Another episode. We want to thank you guys for joining us for this episode as always. And don't forget to subscribe, like, leave a review, and follow us on all platforms. And don't forget about our daily mail.
Weekly.
Or, oh, I'm sorry. Week. Yeah. That's too much. Our weekly mail, and me and Anna, we alternate on telling a personal story.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday. And it's free to sign up on our website. So you guys, thanks for joining us. We had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see me cry. And yeah, oh my gosh.
First for everything, guys.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you guys in the next one. And this is From Lisbon with Love.
Ciao.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.